The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
Oilers Nation Radio episode 220, Bag Milk, Rick, Dan, Tyler, the gang's all here. Friday afternoon.
Is that coffee for us to share?
You can have the coffee to share.
Communal coffee. Well,
yeah, communal coffee. Everybody gets one sip.
You just have to be able to reach it.
You know the rules.
You know the rules. You get one sip and that's it.
Is that a paper straw?
Yeah,
it sure is.
You gotta pull it out of the liquid and then put it back in.
Do you want to know what I'll podcast confession?
What's this?
I've got an inventory of paper straws in my desk.
Paper or plastic?
Paper straws.
That's smart.
Why?
Because if you get
followed, you swap them out. This fucking thing is going to be.
So you can swap them?
That's no good.
If you're forced to use the paper.
Like, I understand the paper straw. I'm on board with it, but I don't have to like it.
I'll be on board with it once they start making like the companies like shrink size their packaging. So you get like a bag of chips. That's the proper sizing, not like.
But that's to prevent chips from breaking.
Okay, let's take chips out of it.
Then. Not, Tyler.
Yes, it is.
It's to get more money out of you.
No.
Open a thing of like.
There's a guy in the UK. There's a Twitter account that's
all about the
tracks size. That tracks how packaging has gotten smaller and smaller, and the size of the food has gotten smaller and smaller.
Okay. But if you have a bag of chips that has no air in it and is just filled to the brim with chips, they'll break.
Of course, but it's not 50 to 50 anymore. Like that's what it's turned into.
They call it shrinkflation.
Take chips out of it and just take like a container of like Gatorade powder. You can see like that too.
Even Gatorade, the bottles, like now you can see a dip in the middle where it didn't before.
Yeah. The Gatorade's a really good example of
you make those guys start
contour
to like,
the bottles for your hand.
You make those guys start to fix their packaging sizes and then I'm fine with this.
You're on notice, Gatorade. You heard it here first.
Big plastic.
We're coming for you.
Big plastic.
Delicious debate today brought to you by Gatorade.
We're also a very anti paper straw family.
Even though we understand. Here's my thing. With something like that, that's just an iced coffee.
Yep.
No need for a straw. Drinkable lid. That's the way to go.
I would also be fine with a drinkable lid.
Like a bread bowl lid?
What about...
Like Starbucks has, like...
Yeah.
When I get a refresher at Starbucks, they have a drinkable lid.
Like what about a beer at Oilers games.
A little sippy cup.
Like eliminate the straw, just a sippy cup lid.
What do you think about plastic bags, though?
That's just
in general.
That shit. So the whole like
this
5 cents a bag, that shit's a scam. Now you have places being like 30 cents a cloth bag. Scam, 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 scam.
But the plastic bags, they were never single use. You come home with your groceries, you take them out, and then you put all the bags in one bag and you put that bag underneath your sink and use that in all sorts of different ways.
Exactly.
They were never singly. So now I've got all these stupid ass, like the new one, the cloth ones.
Yeah.
I always forget one. So I have to buy a stupid new one. I have like 15 of these stupid things at home and you don't reuse them for anything.
It's either that or you have to pay for the paper ones, which you're not, I can't reuse the paper.
What the hell am I going to do with the paper one?
Yeah.
So I can't put that in my
bathroom garbage.
It's I'm telling you, it's all just a way for them to make more money. Capitalism, man.
3 minutes of Oilers Nation Radio.
But what I will say is I have been a long adopter of the cloth bags. So that doesn't bother me.
But you have to be on like a system.
Do you remember them? Do you remember them when you go to the store?
I have a
rotation actually, Dan, where I keep some in the trunk of my truck.
You have to. Otherwise,
just because I always forget.
Yeah. So like as soon as I'm done with it, I put them at the front door.
Yeah.
So when I leave.
Smart.
I throw them back in the Jeep and then this way they're there. Cause I never know when I'm going to the grocery store. I just kind of go.
Yeah. Oh, that, so you don't have like a set grocery day? Cause I don't eat.
No. I can go like five times in a week sometimes.
Yeah. It depends what I want to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Should we hit record on this?
I plan my meals.
Yeah. Tyler was saying this on Real Life. I found that interesting that he plans out his meals on Sundays.
How far? So like on Sunday, girlfriend and I sit down. It's like, all right, what are we going to eat this week? Let's do chicken salad one day. Let's do ribs one day. Oh, let's get some hot dogs. Cause that's a good lunch dinner. And then we go to the grocery store and buy what we need for the week.
That's probably a little more specific than the most people, but yeah, you kind of go out and buy things to get you.
I go in and have standard. I eat the same thing a lot though. I go in and I'll buy standards. Like I eat chicken. I murder chicken wraps. Mm, so like I'm always going to have wraps and chicken of some
that's
kind.
That's good. I should do chicken wraps next week.
Yeah. There's there's two different types of shopping trips you can do. There's the supply, fill the cupboards.
Yeah.
And then there's
just your standards.
And then there's the meal planning where you know exactly what you want. Hit the produce
a couple times a week.
It's like, I want to make chicken burgers tonight. Oh shit. I got to go buy some chicken and maybe some panko.
Get those buns, make sure they're ready to roll.
But the hack, the real hack, and it came out of the pandemic, is ordering your groceries online and then picking them up.
See, I don't like that. Oh, I like picking my own produce.
I like to walk around. I like to browse. I take my time.
Me too. I'm listening to tunes.
Visit with people.
It has definitely not. But I'll tell you this right now. The DJ in most grocery stores is usually fucking fire. They have great music in there.
I'm telling you, it's the 18-year-old assistant manager of the store doing it.
Dude, this music's usually twice his age.
I'm usually with Rick.
Older than I am.
But I've got tunes going because I've always got headphones. So I just don't talk to me while I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah, man. I wander around.
I'm up and down the aisles.
As a fellow late nighter, I used to be the guy that would go at 5 in the morning. So I like my grocery stores empty. I can't do them full anymore.
I like going at night.
I've hit mine by like 9 in the morning usually. There's no noon ones usually.
Yeah. I'm the other way. Because the nice part about working at home as much as I do is sometimes I'll slip in at like 2 in the afternoon and it's nice and quiet outside of like the seniors, or I'm like a 9:30, 10 at night guy.
You got to go off peak hours. That's just a given. But to me, that pickup ability is just,
I just feel like I'd have FOMO, man. There's too many like specials in there and I don't know what's going on. Like sometimes there's like, you got racks of ribs on for like $13. Well, I need 4 of those things. I got to throw them in the freezer. I got to take advantage of this.
Yes. I actually found that deal that you're talking about on the website.
It's good to see. I still wouldn't trust it though.
I wouldn't trust it either in the sense, cause I feel like I would miss it. And following Rick on Instagram, as I have for a long time, you make some good meals. So I know you're scooping those when those deals come.
I'm definitely a big shopper like that.
All right.
Like egg food. Milk is going to kill.
I fucking hate this.
Yeah, this arm thing is falling. I wish it was on camera.
Falling off camera. Down in front of my face.
You just got to rejig it.
I've been rejigging a bunch of times. Tyler's like, I think this is going to be better. Now you got your laptop in front of you and you can type, but I'm fucking fiddling the whole thing.
It's very radio-esque.
It is very, I like fiddling, but I also got to write shit, you know?
Yeah. WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right. Oilers Nation Radio episode 220. We are going to start the podcast. What are we at? Six minutes.
Fuck. You're listening to
replays the intro. For our friends at Oodle Noodle, new location coming in Calgary soon.
Ooh.
Jay told us. Yep.
That's funny. That means Jay won the battle, right? Because there was no chance Wanya was ever going to allow one go that far.
Yeah.
And he's made that statement before, whether he's just joking no, they're not going there.
It's a poor decision.
Business. Let's go.
We're going to make some money here. So Oodle Noodle, new location opening up in Calgary. We're going to do the delicious debate. And of course, it's Friday, long weekend Friday. If you don't want to cook for yourself, order Oodle Noodle on DoorDash. Ding dong.
Location is great in Calgary too, by the way.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's on 17th, just a couple doors down from the old Jameson.
Well, let's be honest. They couldn't get any worse.
That's fair.
Yep. Calgary needs upgrades.
We have reviews to get to before the delicious debate, though.
Go for it, Tyler.
As always, we are going to vote on our favorite. As always, this is our first week doing this. We're going to vote on our favorite. They're going to get an Oodle Noodle gift card. So here we go. This one came in a few days ago from Cautious Tooth, who's been leaving reviews on Real Life as well. Important notice. Hey, Kyler Hamchunk. We've been trying to reach you. We've been trying to reach you about your extended warranty. The best time to purchase extended warranty for newer vehicles is while they're still on their original factory warranty. Call us or else. Not much of a review there. From
nice threat.
Was that a 5-star review though?
Yep.
Nice.
They all are.
Excellent.
5 stars from Edmonton Rookie, who says, sexiest sounding guys ever, mostly except Tyler. All right.
Oof. Disagree.
Oddly pointed towards me.
Although I am interested in the fact that you're wearing, again, I like this Nike hoodie you're wearing today, but it is 9,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's also a nude tone on you when you're tanned.
Yeah. I got a shirt on underneath.
I just found it interesting that you're wearing a hoodie considering how hot it is outside.
It's cold in my house, so I always leave the house in a hoodie and then I get comfy.
Flexing on that AC. Right. Respect.
No, I don't have AC.
I do.
All right.
Kick Dan off the podcast.
We got to get through this.
Cold performer of the week, Dan. All right, Tyler, go ahead.
From Crispy Boy. Ooh. Knowledge is power. 5 stars. This is my go-to Oilers pod. I even love the beard scuffing and lip smacking from the boys. Thanks for the oily boys brain snacks.
Wow, that's, I like that.
This next one, this
first episode,
this next person, Cole Blight, left a review for ONR, but it's actually a review for real life. So we're going to skip that.
Happens, no, read it. I want to hear it.
Everything you want in an Oilers podcast. As an Oilers fan living in Vancouver, my favorite team doesn't get a lot of love in my hometown. I look forward to this podcast every week because it gives me my much needed dose of Oilers content. Tyler and Jay are particularly my favorite. Apart from when Jay wants to trade Bouchard, they always give quality takes that I wish management would take notes from, except for trading Bouchard. Come on, Jay, grow up. Keep up the great work, boys. Give ONR a listen too.
Yeah, there you go. That's a 5-star review.
So which one of you guys wrote that one in?
That was Crispy Boy.
That seemed a little too nice.
Tyler didn't want to read it for like the longest time. Then he was like, yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm going to. And then leaned into it.
This one is also a review for real life that they just left for Oilers Nation Radio. More Big Brother talk, please. 5 stars. As a lifetime Oilers fan, I love this pod and the clownery you all pull. My bad if this is the wrong pod I'm referencing about Big Brother.
Yeah, give him the prize.
I just remember Tyler saying something about Alyssa being way out of Kyle's league. And all I have to say is this is big facts. Keep up the great work, fellas.
I think that was definitely here because we had a couple of those combos before and I have no idea what any of that meant. So
this one, Oilers Nation Radio, greater than Nation Real Life. 5 stars.
Ooh, spicy.
As much as I like listening to all the Nation podcasts, ONR is by far the best. The only criticism I have is that you all underutilize your resident TikTok star Waz. Get more Waz. Watch the TikTok fandom flock to listening and eating at Oodle Noodle. PTO and Gagne is the storyline we need to win the cup. We're going to hit on that later.
That's awkward.
Okay, a few more to grind through. This one from Bradley, who says, best Oilers Nation pod around. Or sorry, it's from Brady. Great light talk about the Oilers. Best info out there. No. Best takes available. Maybe not. But can't beat the blend of hockey and pointless rambles. Beats a monotone breakdown you can find anywhere. Best pod to mow the lawn to.
Oh, excellent.
It's a nice one.
I'd like to also, just while you're leaving reviews maybe for next week, I'd like to know what activities you're doing.
That's such a good point. Mm-hmm. That's really good analytics for us.
Yeah.
One of the better hockey podcasts, 5 stars from Kofi13, citizen reader and listener for a long time. Podcast is great. The mix of aimless junk and legitimate hockey talk helped me get my girlfriend into hockey more seriously and keeps everything from getting stale when we're in off-season deep cuts. Keep it up. And helped me get my girlfriend into hockey more seriously. I don't know why.
You made that sound so much more nefarious than
Much better. I like the way you read that.
You learned that in radio school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good build up.
Your girlfriend, you pause.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we have the girlfriend pause. We have the guy who said not the best info, not the best takes, but still a good pod. ONR greater than NRL.
Of course.
More Big Brother talk. Mm-hmm. Everything you want in an Oilers podcast. Knowledge is power.
First vote, me saying that they like the podcast, but we generally suck. That's my vote.
Yeah, I'm going to vote that one, dude. That's kind of funny.
The one that says, best takes available? It's like, probably not.
No, none of the stuff they say is any good.
Is the audio quality generally okay? Average.
All right. Brady Al Super. You have won a gift card to Oodle Noodle. So send me an email, Tyler@OilersNation, and say, hey, I'm Brady Al Super. I won the review contest. So just email me, Tyler@OilersNation.com.
But now all non-Bradys, that if you give us middle of the ground compliments, mm-hmm. we are not voting for you.
Yeah.
We're drawing the line. That's the last one.
So far, we've done voting on these, Tyler and I, for Real Life and Oilers Nation Radio a couple of times now. And I find that the most insulting reviews are the ones that I enjoy the most. Yes. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
As long as they're a 5-star review, say whatever you want.
All right. Well, with 12 minutes of the show underway, let's get into this week's delicious debate, which is centered around the fact that 30 minutes ago, we got breaking news. The Edmonton Oilers have signed Ryan Murray to a 1-year, $750,000 deal. Your question today, what are your expectations for Ryan Murray?
Norris Trophy.
Well, it's either that or bust, right? Yep. So last year, 37 games played with the Colorado Avalanche. Ryan Murray got 4 assists.
How many years is it for him? Do we know?
Just one. Just one at 750. Yeah. So Leagman.
Show me.
Was he hurt at all, or was he just like number seven?
He was a number 6-7 guy. That's pretty much what he was. He didn't play in the playoffs and that kind of thing.
Their whole team defense was banged up, and he still didn't get in there.
Yeah, yeah, like,
dude's been banged up his whole career.
He was more or less their eighth D man, if we're being honest, in the playoffs, because he, again, didn't get into a lot of action or any action. But I think this is a fine bet. I think going into a season with Broberg just being gifted a spot in training camp might have been a mistake. I think having a veteran who, as he showed last year, doesn't need to play every night. He's just there in case someone gets banged up. You know, he's trustworthy. He can handle NHL minutes. I think this is a really smart move, especially at that price tag, $750K.
Rick, what do you think?
It's a third pairing type of guy.
Yeah.
I still kind of want to see some juggling between some of the youth to kind of get their feet wet before next year. But yeah, he's a number 8 from last year on the Stanley Cup winning team. So it's nothing. It's not a bad move, but it just doesn't really raise the bar at all for me.
Dan?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, this is a lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. And for us, it just says that Chris Russell's not coming back. He's my Chris Russell replacement in my mind. So yeah.
I think
he's already, didn't we? Versatile and fine enough.
Yeah. What I'm most interested in with this move is just, I wonder how much he's going to play.
Yep.
Like, yeah. If we set the over under at 45 and a half,
I would say over.
You think so?
I'm hopeful for a guy like that.
He didn't do it last year though.
But I'm hopeful for a guy like that he's got an opportunity now come in here and show some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a spot for him if he earns it.
I don't think that Broberg is better than him at this moment.
Yeah. Tyler, I'm sending the over under at 45 and a half for Ryan Murray next year.
That's a good over under. I'll take the over, but very, like, barely. I just think, again, like, injuries and stuff will happen. That'll get him in the lineup. There's even games where they probably go 7-D-men. So, and again, I'll just come back to some numbers here. He's very serviceable in 469 5-on-5 minutes last year for the Avalanche. The Avs outshot the opposition when he was on the ice. They got outscored 22-17. So, like, you know, not great, I suppose. But the scoring chances were split as well. High danger chances were more or less split as well. So this seems like a guy who can come in and give you pretty solid minutes. I'm just going to check quickly how much he killed penalties last year. Yeah, he killed about a minute of penalties a game. So he's serviceable there, I guess, as well. It's fine. This is like a fine ad. It's not the sexiest move. It's not a move that's going to help them win the cup. But at the same time, I think it's necessary to have this insurance built into your roster.
I don't think having a bunch of depth on defense is a bad idea ever.
No, like, remember even last year, there was points where like Samarikov had to come up and play a game. And it's like, hey, that's not ideal when you have to dig that deep into the depths of your minors and bring up guys before they're ready.
Is there any fear about 2-5 not being ready to roll?
I don't think so.
And if there is, then this is, again, just a little insurance policy, because then at least you're not running. Like, if you had to go into the first week or month of next season and let's say Nurse comes to training camp and is like, yeah, I'm not quite there yet. If you had to go
Broberg and Niemelainen or
Kulak as your left side, like, holy shit,
you're looking in trouble.
At least Murray, you're like, hey, we have a veteran there. And like, that's fine.
Yeah. And Kulak showed in spot duties, he can cover for Nurse in the playoffs. And to me, Murray is just another guy that,
So your pairings next season, again, like, Murray is fine defensively. He's not like a great shutdown option. He's not overly physical, but he's fine defensively. I think you can now run pairings next year that are, like, Murray Barry might actually be an okay third pairing.
You've got a serviceable third pairing defenseman, I think, on a league men deal. It's hard to really hate it too much, you know, and it's going to create competition for that job.
Yeah.
It's not just Broberg penciled in as your 6D man default. There's going to be a little action there.
And finally, we get the answer to whether or not Murray or Yakupov would have been a better Oiler.
Finally,
we will have a judgment day on that.
We'll be able to know.
Yeah.
It was like, Peter Chiarelli was the only one that could answer Taylor or Tyler.
Yeah.
Now we get to know Yak or Murray. It just took us a decade, you know?
100%.
It took us a decade.
It's kind of like when they traded for Larson, right? And it was like, all right, cool. Now they had Hall. They had, Larson was the Nuge draft. Yeah. Nuge, you got Larson. Like, you're checking off all those little boxes.
You did the other day a redraft of this 2012 draft, which is very convenient considering that they just signed Ryan Murray today.
Super convenient. They also had Ryan Strome from the top five of that Nuge draft. So they were collecting them all.
What a bad draft that was.
Yeah, it was not great. If you had to redo the 2012 draft, where does Ryan Murray fit in your draft? Because he was second overall behind our fairy nail.
You didn't go far enough, did you?
No, I didn't. So I only redrafted the top 10 of that draft. The full video is going to be going up on YouTube, but the original top 10, I think we talked about this last week. That's what kind of inspired me here. Yak, then Murray, then Galchenyuk, Reinhardt. So the Oilers and I have three of that top four, and Galchenyuk is currently a UFA.
Bring him in.
Morgan Riley, then Lindholm, Dumba, Derek Pouliot, who might also still be a UFA, Jacob Trouba, and Slater Cuckoo. That was the original top 10 in 2012. So the Oilers have already owned the rights to three of them now, four of them counting Cuckoo. Sign Galchenyuk, make it an even five. Sign Pouliot, make it six. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, why not? I would just try and get the top 10 of all drafts always. That would be my approach.
Yeah. Start working through drafts.
Like if you can't get them on the ice, you got to get them up in the press box and manage.
Eventually get them.
Yeah, one way or another.
Don't give up.
So let's give this score a ranking out of 97, or this contract a ranking out of 97. Ryan Murray, 1 year, 750K. Tyler.
Out of 97?
Yep.
I give it a 70. It's better than passable. It's league min. This is a guy who, you know, maybe comes in and has to give you spot duty in the top six. It's fine. It's a really good deal, but I'm not going to say 97 out of 97 because that would be like, you know, signing Calvin DeHaan to this contract for me. It would be 97 out of 97.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing bad about this contract per se.
Yeah.
No.
But like the
top, upside's not really.
Yeah, there's not that much upside. It's just like
So what's your score?
Out of 90s, 56.
You guys are so boring with your answers.
Dan?
I'm going to go back to the 2005 Edmonton Oilers and I'm going to give it an Adam Oates rating.
I don't remember what number he wore.
77.
Oh, okay.
It's a good signing. It's a fine signing. They needed more defensive depth. We've all been screaming for it. To me, it's a nice little lob into outfield.
Just super limited upside, right? Like I think if they signed Calvin DeHaan, I would have been sitting here being like, this is a guy who can play 70 plus games and be impactful for you in multiple areas.
Let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Ryan Murray back or the Cowboy? Or Ryan Murray as we have now or the Cowboy?
Same contract?
Yep, same contract.
I'll take the Cowboy.
Interesting.
We know he's good in the room. I think that's something you need to value.
Third goaltender.
Better at killing penalties. I would have taken the Cowboy at this
point. I will say this, though. I would not be surprised at all to see Murray not hit the under, and only because he's getting surpassed by the youth.
An interesting chance. Just run 11-7 consistently.
I think the youth, you're going to see a big step out of some of the youth this year. And part of it's going to be on defense.
Also, like Tyler's point of just, this screams a lot of 11-7 to me also.
Yep. Right. You give Murray the difficult zone starts. You give Broberg the easy ones. And
more minutes
zone.
To Konkan and Leon. We all like it.
Well, like, especially because down the middle, like Dry, McDavid, McLeod, Nuge can play center too. Like you have four guys who can play center. So if you just design some wing pairs around that, you could actually always have a scoring line on the ice, hypothetically.
Another thing I want to get to is our beloved Sam Gagne, rumored to be coming to Edmonton for quite some time, has signed a 1 year, $750,000 deal in Winnipeg.
This has taught us not to really worry too much about the stuff we hear in August.
It's taught us nothing, Rick.
It's August.
Nothing. Yeah, we'll people see you next saying, year. Yeah. Next people August, we'll be yelling things, at each other again.
People are saying things just to create conversation because it's August.
Well, it's hilarious also because it all happened because he was wearing an Oilers shirt.
Well, he did that. Out. He did that to himself. He had just had that Oilers t-shirt draped over the whatever, the workout machine he had going on.
Well, then he was hanging out with Connor and Leon.
They were like the Muskoka Lake or something like that, right?
Doesn't matter.
If you panned out a little bit, I'm sure you saw half the NHL over there.
How many guys do you think Sam Gagne sees in an off season?
That he doesn't post about.
How many times do you think
he knew what he was doing with all that?
Exactly. I know what he was doing too.
That's exactly it. That's my thing. And he knows us.
Yeah.
He knows us better than any other fan base in the league.
Having fun.
I hope he was just having fun.
I wonder if the story was going to be great, but he was not really fitting in somewhere on that.
I wonder if what happened was the Oilers offered him a PTO
and he took a
natural
contract.
Winnipeg gave him actual money.
Yeah. Cash in hand.
You're not guaranteed to have that contract after a PTO with us.
Also,
nothing.
So we had a few years there where we'd hear about these fringe free agents, right?
They come in as insurance, generally from our friends at Cornerstone Insurance. Check them out at cornerstoneins.ca. Go ahead, Tyler.
I was just going to say, we'd hear like, oh, this guy is still up. He's a good vet. And he'd be like, oh, come for the chance to play with McDavid and Draisaitl, right? Like, oh, you could play on a skill line in Edmonton. There's opportunity. Edmonton is the land of opportunity for these guys. Doesn't exist anymore because we're too good.
Yeah.
Like if you're Sam Gagne.
You're not going to.
Say that again.
We're too good.
Yeah,
you're
one more time. One more time.
So if you're a French free agent, if you're Evan Rodriguez or Phil Kessel or even Sam Gagne, and you're
Rick's
like,
Rick's gonna rip a hole in his trousers.
Let's
here.
Go.
And you're like, I want to sign somewhere where I can build up my value on a 1 year deal and cash in next year. You look at Edmonton, you go, okay, right now over a daily faceoff, the left side of the depth chart is Hyman, Nuge, Fogle. The right side is Kane, Yamamoto, Puljujarvi. Down the middle, it's McDavid, Draisaitl, McLeod. You know Janmark's penciled in. Derek Ryan's penciled in as well, likely on the wings.
And that's why they're Holloway's Russian free agent here. Went to Vancouver.
Well, Janmark's another guy that can play wing or center too.
Yeah, so I just honestly think Sam Gagne might have looked at this and been like, okay, so I'm going to get fourth line minutes, no meaningful power play time. I actually think the Oilers now are becoming like a bit of a hard sell for these guys because there's just no opportunity. Whereas you look at Winnipeg and it's like, yeah, right now Daily Faceoff has like Jansen Harkins on their third line. And it's like, okay, so there's clearly a spot for a guy like Sam Gagne to get in here. And there's clearly going to be a spot for him to maybe play on a good second power play unit that actually gets ice time and shit like that. It's just like,
can we just for a second take some revelry in the fact that we are no longer the team that is just excited about adding a Sam Gagne. And instead we've 100%. Had Evander Kane. We've had Ryan Murray. Like we've had all these other names show up into our roster.
I still look at
Ryan Murray's name as an example.
Front of the mind. I still think
of Evander Kane's contract with some of the other deals that have gone out this summer and just be like, how did that happen?
Yep. Smile, chuckle, laugh.
We've got it. We've got an active team here now. Whereas Winnipeg fans up until yesterday, I've seen them complaining about doing nothing this year, this offseason. So there you go. You got some in Winnipeg. You're welcome.
And you got a damn fine person, Winnipeg. Yes. Take care of him for us.
I think he still wears his Oilers t-shirts.
Probably. Nobody wants to wear that Jets logo.
If we don't get Patty Kane at the deadline, maybe we get Sam Gagne at the deadline.
Bring him back.
There's always a chance.
So after weeks of rumors and hope, Sam Gagne, well, you get a lot of bus rides coming, my friend. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Maybe he's scared of planes.
Maybe
he hates flying.
Yeah. Well, he's a big fan of Brandon Manitoba.
They should buy him the John Madden bus, or at least like rent it for the season for him.
That'd be nice. My arm is falling in front of me again here. So just going back to Ryan Murray really quickly from puckpedia.com, Ryan Murray signed at $750K. The Oilers are now $7.56 million over the cap with Klefbom and Smith yet to go on the LTIR.
And they still have to sign McLeod.
Ryan McLeod, yeah. So we're going to play a little game. Talk about Ryan McLeod. I'm going to offer up a jersey as a prize for whoever wins this contest. We are going to play Ryan McLeod contract Price is Right.
Oh, man.
Is it just AAV, obviously?
Nope. We're also going to throw a date in there. Just in case, because we need to have some kind of tiebreakers, because we all know where the deal is generally going to fall. Yeah. Somewhere around $1 million. So the winner of this contest will get a jersey from me. And if it's from, and I end up winning, well, I'm going to get a jersey that says you all suck on it. Okay. So here we go.
You're never on camera, so we're never going to see it.
We have to pick a date and a contract for Ryan McLeod to re-sign with the Oilers. Closest to gets that jersey.
So $1 isn't a good bet.
Nope. You're not going to want to do $1 on this one, Dan. So I'm going to write these down so that they're in the articles so we can keep track.
How do you decide who goes first, bag milk? Random number generator.
You know what? I'm going to go by seniority. Dan, you're up.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say, we have to guess years too, term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess 2 years, 975,000.
What day does it sign on?
I think it's going to be like last minute, right before training camp. So that's, or not right before training camp, right before preseason. So that's like September, let's say September 20.
September 20th. So Dan's entry is in 2 years, 975, September 20th. Rick, you're up.
1 year, 1.25 and 14th.
And September 14th. Tyler, you've been studying over there. I see it.
Maybe a little before that. Oops.
We've got Tyler up next.
September 9th, 2 years, 1.125 million.
Did you text Frank?
Maybe.
So what did you say? 2 years?
1.125 on September 9th.
1.125 on September 9th. So to recap, the boys so far.
You didn't go yet.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go 1 year. So I think our boys
seniority rules.
I think I'm going to go 1 year because I think he's going to bet on himself. I'm going to go 1 million even. And I'm going to say it happens. You know what? Cause I'm going to the lake this weekend and I won't have access to my laptop. I'm going to say it happens this weekend.
Fair.
So I'm going to say
September 4th.
Yeah. I'm going to say September. What's Monday?
5th.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it's a long weekend news dump.
On a holiday? Come on now.
The others like to do that though. They like to do it.
But you have to check the roster first.
No, you got
to
check.
Apparently, yeah. Shout out to the web team. Yeah. Shout out to the web team. So there you go. So here we got a recap. So Rick and I both have 1 year deals. I got $1 million September 5th. Rick's got 125 September 14th. The 2 year deals are Tyler, 2 years, 1.125 and September 9th. Nation Dan is 2 years, 975 and September 20th. The bids have been set for the Ryan Murray price or Ryan Murray, Ryan McLeod price is right.
If he signs a 2 year, what's GM got to do next summer?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I saw Ken Holland the other day.
What was he doing?
Were you the one that posted the photo of him and Bobby Nicks talking?
No, he was walking with someone from the business department who I know. And I was at Rogers picking something up.
What were you picking up?
The season ticket holders get like a poster.
Oh, who's on the poster?
I haven't seen that yet.
Zach Hyman.
Oh, nice. Where are you put it?
It's my dad's. I just picked it up for him because he doesn't like going downtown.
Okay, was your dad going to put the poster somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe up in his room?
Like, so for everything I've heard of so far, I don't think his dad's much of a poster kind of guy.
He's a big memorabilia guy.
Real? Like, oh, hangs it up
every year when Tim Hortons does those hockey sticks, like day they come out, he is at a Tim Hortons and he buys them all. He just goes one of each and he puts them up in his office.
What?
Okay. It's a weird turn of what you hear. Yeah, what I usually talk about my dad. It's
what I was going to say is that
Tyler's still not allowed in that room.
There's no way Tyler asks him where he's putting the poster.
Anyways, I saw Ken Holland is the point of this. I said, Ken, and I gave him a little wave and he said, great episode of ONR. I left you guys a review. I want to win the Udo Noodle. That's what he said, I swear.
And he's the one that said, I want to punch you in the face.
There was the one that said, you guys, this content's not very great. Yeah, don't really like your voices, but you're kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ken Holland writes down all of our ideas. Like, do not. We've been hyping up the Gagne thing. He's like, all right, do not sign Gagne. Rescind contract offer.
Yeah, do not offer that. But speaking of which, boys are starting to come back in town. And to me, that's the start, the official start of a new season is when the boys start rolling back
this weekend.
Seeing Leon Draisaitl, he's got the blue pants on. He's got the blue gloves. He's back at Rogers' place. Now I'm starting to get excited.
Yeah, so, I think you'll start seeing the rest start coming like next week around the 8th.
I love seeing the boys back in town. I also want to give a shout out to Leon. He did an interview on 32 Thoughts last week with Merrick and Friedman. And I just want to ask you guys about one quote specifically because he's a freak. We all say that Connor McDavid is a freak, but I think Leon Draisaitl is also a freak. What are you laughing at about over there?
Unrelated.
Okay. So the quote that I want to get your thoughts on was, Leon Draisaitl says, obviously it was at a high ankle that he was working through. It was interesting though. I liked it because I had to change my game and it kind of showed me that there's a way I can become better in a way with almost doing less. I was very interested by that part of the game that when you're healthy, you try and play your best. You try and play with speed. You try and play fast. I didn't have that in my game. I tried to find a way to be productive in a different way. And I thought I did a pretty good job of it.
I stopped trying as hard and pretty surprisingly good. I did better.
Well, the other part of the quote is that he's just like, I had no get up in my, I couldn't skate. I had no pop in my step. Like,
I like how he's like, I'm not exactly the greatest skater to begin with.
Yeah.
Like trying to talk down his skating, like is year one still.
So my question to you guys is there a possibility that Leon can merge what he learned on one leg to what he has when he's got three healthy legs?
I want to admit, did Leon Draisaitl quiet quit the NHL? He was like, hey, listen, I don't need to be trying that hard.
Yeah.
Bare minimum's more than enough, Leon. They pay me $8.5 just to show up.
Yeah, there's no incentives in his contract,
that's
right?
Good SEO work right there, Tyler.
Anyways, I think he can. I really do think that there's potentially a next level for this guy. Maybe not numbers wise, but in terms of his ability to drive his own line, there might be another level, right? And I'm not saying he's always been a guy who makes everyone around him better, but is this maybe a year where he turns Ryan McLeod into a high-end winger because him and McLeod just click and McLeod's got the speed and Draisaitl goes, hey, you know what? I think maybe there's a way for me to play with who I'm around a little bit better. Like, I wonder if that makes any sense, if that's how the next level can be attained by Draisaitl. he's not going to score, or he might not score 65 goals. He might not score 130 points. Not that you ever want to count that out, but I'm just saying, could he maybe become a little bit more well-rounded and find a way to make the players around him even better?
That would make him like on an elite level of that quality as well.
Yeah.
Because I think he's one of the best already. I mean, it shows right now he's one of the best players in the league, and he's here already. He's been here for 5 days. He's been skating with the young kids for 5 days.
It's interesting.
I'm sitting next to you and you're talking about a perspective of an elite athlete. And I think I am now one after I've been running for 5 years straight.
Of course.
And so for me, when I go out and I do a run and it's kind of half-assed, but you find that there's different things that you can work on. And I feel like that's what he's talking about here is he was able to kind of maybe identify muscles that he's never had to use before, but now they're more efficient because he's learned something from.
Well, it's like Connor when he was healing, right? Like he started, like he couldn't really skate. So he's like working on his edges and all of a sudden he perfected his edges because they weren't obviously good enough before that. And now he's like Superman again.
Yeah. I think I want to give him some credit for, just being back in town as quick as he is.
Yeah. Like it's a leadership level. I've said this for years, man. Do you remember how many times people would say like, oh, he looks all slumped over. He's this, that, and the other thing. I was like, dude, watch him on the ice. He's like, he brings a sense of leadership and only grown into that even more and more.
And with Smith and Keith gone, the two guys who
know they need to take that next step.
I think there's a next step here leadership wise. And I think Drysdale showing up when he did is him showing that he's taken the next step leadership wise. And this is already a guy who like he scores 50 goals pretty much every year. He's going to be around the 100 point mark every year. If that guy wanted to wait until September 11th to show up to camp, no one would have batted an eye. But the fact he's here early working with the young guys, that's a great sign. Great sign.
I like it.
He's got to be here before September 11th because obviously that's the opening day for NFL.
I'm expecting a big season from Leon. Big season.
Just found a Jack Eichel, the quiet quitter comment from Tyler. Maybe you think of
Jack Eichel.
Jack Eichel, the original quiet quitter.
Yep. So we're getting close to the preseason. Like I said, the boys are getting back in town. I just want to ask you guys now, way too early prediction. Who's your dark horse for preseason champ? Who's getting your Ty Ratty award here in 2022?
It's got to be somebody that goes back down to the HL, unless you think like a Derek Ryan's going to fucking run away with it.
I'm going to say it's Xavier Borgo. I think this guy's going to come in and play like three games right off the jump and just be like unreal.
Yeah. And Oilers fans are going to be screaming for him in the lineup.
And when he gets sent back.
Yeah. He did say he wants to make it hard for the management and
I bet you Philip Broberg has a hell of a training camp and preseason. I bet you this Ryan Murray, for a guy, like how many barriers are you going to put in front of a kid before he has to just, you know what I mean?
Burst through the wall. Yeah.
He'll go, but so it's going to be, it's going to be Nimalainen.
I can see
a couple big hits.
Yeah. You're going to see a big stuff. Yeah. It's easy for a player like that to look really good in the preseason. Cause it just, some of those hits on some of the lesser quality players that kind of like come over the train tracks a little bit too much.
Yeah. I feel like, cause again, to get that hype, go in, you need the casuals to notice you and start talking about you. So like Broberg, if he comes in and plays really solid every game, it might be hard to like, a viral clip. Fair. But if Niemelainen blows up three guys or Borgo scores a couple of sick goals, there'll be the everyone around the water cooler talking about, this guy's got to make the team. Oh, I like that Niemelainen or however Albert.
Well, you've already heard about Nemo for almost a year now, right?
And like your pick of Borgo, I'm going Dylan Holloway. I could see him having a big preseason because he's going to be playing against lesser competition, especially in those early games. Would it be surprising to see him score a pair of goals in the first couple of preseason games? Not to me.
No.
Maybe four and do one better than our boy Magnus.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be my pick for Dark Horse for preseason champ. Dylan Holloway, again, prediction. He's making the team out of camp. Another thing I want to get to before we get to Ask the Idiots today. Kennedy released a graphic. Her and Dan have been working on this for a while. Vegas trip. The teaser is out. Dan, what's the details on the Vegas trip for a Nation Vacation?
January 12th to 15th.
I'm there.
Mark it in your calendar right now.
I booked it off work already.
I keep saying it. We listen to your feedback. I put out quizzes afterwards and we've caught on some wind of some other issues that people have had in the past that have held them back from wanting to purchase this stuff. So look out for all kinds of new and exciting features that this Nation Vacation is going to have that we haven't had before.
I'm excited about it. First of all, Vegas, always awesome. The group that we bring down to Vegas is always fun. Mm-hmm. And two, we're going in the middle of January. It's going to be fucking cold in Edmonton. And while the pools will not be open, that's still okay.
You know what's open? A craps table.
Craps table, Taco Bell Cantina.
Yellow. PF Chang's.
PF Chang's, 100%. So I'm super pumped. So Dan, again, what are the dates?
January 12th to 15th.
We will have that trip going live probably what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Dan?
Tuesday.
And I was looking at it quickly, and based on the times of everything, I believe we can get the morning games at a sports book there too.
Watch a little football games.
NFL. Yeah, the NFL games.
Watch a little foosball.
Yeah, the NFL. Yeah, so we get 8 games. We can sit there in the sports book and watch.
Oh, because they'll start at 10 a.m. there.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That also satisfies the 1 before 10 or 10 before 1.
Oh,
you got to get primed for football.
Oh, dude, we can get in there for college ball on Saturday.
This is going to be fun.
So there you go. You're going to want to join us mid-January. We're going to Vegas, baby. 3.0 Vegas vacation. Woo-hoo. Can't wait.
50 people is our goal to start. Just to start.
Can't wait.
Hey, are we sitting up in the, well, I don't want to say that.
We have listened to the feedback.
Yeah.
And there is new stuff that we're going to be announcing.
Oh, it's going to be part of the stuff. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have listened. And
that means obviously
heard.
We're not standing.
Yes. You do know that.
Yeah, we're not in the standing room.
If you're listening to the podcast,
that is good though, because I don't know about the rest of you guys. I usually watch the game on the TV back there. Well, it was like 9 guys to get into the thing, and then but the beer was here and the hot dogs were over there.
The last time there was a group of like 5 or 6 of us just sitting in a circle watching TV.
So if you haven't come to one of our nation vacations before,
true.
We had what was called the flight deck was made available to
which
us.
Which was amazing.
Which means, yeah, you got all you can drink and all you can eat, and that was non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages.
Which was awesome.
The issue was it was standing room only.
Yeah.
And it was standing room only in a very small section. So it was, you were working to get to the front.
You had to get the elbows out.
Yeah. And so we loved that. We enjoyed that. We really appreciate Vegas hooking us up with that, but it's better this time.
I loved watching Rick yell at the band.
Oh, I enjoyed that too.
But ultimately,
wait for that.
I don't want to sit on the floor anymore.
Yeah.
Can I one up this, by the way? So yeah, I was incorrect. It's actually going to be wild card weekend.
Oh shit. That's wild. Yeah. Cause it's the 14th.
Yeah. So it's wild card Sunday. And wild card Sunday. But guess what? In the wild card weekend, there's 2 games on Saturday and no, there's 3 games on Saturday. We're there. This is fantastic.
It's a great weekend to be in Vegas. I'm giddy.
Giddy with excitement. So good. Start saving your money, by the way.
Yeah. Cause we're going to be late.
Yeah.
I got a feeling this is going to be a heavier betting trip than normal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited now.
Circling this back to hockey talk.
Go for it.
An observation I just made.
Please.
Thinking about how the blue line could shape up next year.
Taco Bell Cantina.
Philip Broberg is waiver exempt. Dmitry Samarakov isn't.
Yeah, no. So I think Broberg's got to start down there.
So Broberg's either got to start in the minors or you're risking losing Samarakov on waivers.
I think Samarakov's going to be part of a trade. What do you think about that?
I would believe that.
Because the Oilers have to get cap compliance still.
Yep.
I could see him being part of a deal because he is waivers.
What's Broberg's contract? Probably 8-something.
Yes.
What's it with the
bonuses?
Yeah, that's what
I have no idea.
Because he has to stay up here though.
But Samarakov is actually better for the salary cap side of things because he doesn't carry any bonus incentive.
No, but I don't know what I was listening to. Maybe Low Tide and JMO, I'm not sure. But I remember them talking about this and they said that for things to work out in our favor, that Holloway and Broberg both have to start up here. And again, you'd have to look into the minutia of why, but they definitely did break it down and said that both those guys need to start up here for whatever stupid.
It was reason. A Low Tide article at The Athletic where he lined up.
I can't read, so I just listened to the radio.
Yeah, he would have explained it on the radio too. But it was basically they can stay cap compliant if they sign McLeod for $900K, put Smith and Klefbom on LTIR, and then send veteran Derek Ryan to the American League, replacing him with a league minimum forward.
That's fair.
That's without a trade at all?
Yeah, because Derek Ryan's like, what, one point something? Yeah.
So you would be running at that point a 21-man roster, 12 forwards, 7D, 2 goalies. You would have Derek Ryan, Devin Shore, Slater Cuckoo in the minors, and Holloway's also off the roster. Because you just save that little bit by having Ryan down there, right?
Interesting.
And you keep Greg McKegg on instead.
Fuck yeah, McKegg.
Just for Liam.
Absolutely for Liam. Mm-hmm.
Or you could mess around with the waivers and stuff and do a bunch of shit that way. But
to answer your earlier question question about Broberg, it looks like he has potential for an additional $850,000 in bonuses.
Yeah. So based on, whatever they said on the radio,
if he hits it,
both guys need to be here for whatever silly fucking thing.
So if he hit it, he would be a cap hit of 1.7.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's Philip Roper. Good.
Yep.
Good. Back to Vegas. Okay, that's launching Tuesday. If you want to come, these trips sell out. And I just want to give you a little taste of the last time we went. The first night we were there, we had a viewing party. The game in Vegas was actually the next day, but the first night we had a viewing party at this bar called PBR. We took our entire group there. And then what actually happened was other Oilers fans in Vegas found out what we were doing, and we just took over a bar in Vegas.
Yep.
There was like 400 of us in there.
Filled a patio.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. I was trying to visualize it. And
then we all ended up on the electric mechanical bull.
I've got some videos of that still.
It's the best. So
you should send that. They should include it in the hype video for the trip.
I will. We're hoping PBR wants to work with us again. We're hoping. Oh,
it'll be amazing. So
will we be riding the bull again this week?
Of course.
Or that week.
If we're at PBR, 100%. Yep. And then I'm going to go get myself some spicy nuggies.
Yeah, yeah. Who's?
Well, that's we'll determine that later.
Yeah, we'll work on that this time. Oops.
Got a couple of questions for Ask the Idiots.
Wait, but before we do that, let's pause for an ad.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Paused.
Ask the Idiots boys. I got a couple of questions here. I want to thank our friends at Montana's. They were sponsoring Ask the Idiots for the last few weeks. So we want to thank you. Say thank you, but we're looking for a new sponsor for this segment going forward. First question. There was a lot of names on this where I'm going to give you some quick rapid fire over unders. Okay. There was a lot of names on this list, so I'm not going to do all of them. I'm just going to give you five. Tyler, real quick, rapid fire. Okay. McDavid 125.
Over.
Draisaitl 115.
Over.
Kane 72.
Under.
Nuge 68.
Over.
Hyman 61.
Over.
Dan, same questions. McDavid 125.
Over.
Draisaitl 115.
Over.
Kane 72.
Over.
Nuge 68.
Under.
Hyman 61.
Under.
Rick, same thing at you.
Over, 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 under, over.
There you go. I'm going to say over on all five. Life's too short to take the under. That's what I say. I like offense. Actually, for Nuge at 68, I have him hitting 70 for the first time this year.
I would say 68 is a good number.
I think you should get one more.
Mm. Yeah. Greg McKeag.
That is his career high.
It is.
Yeah. Second question. Ask the Idiots. Rick, I'm going to reverse the order. I'm going to start with you. What would you rank as the best game in the NHL over the past decade? It doesn't have to be an Oilers game, just the best NHL game you've seen.
That's a, wow. I'm just going to go with the BOA, the whole series.
Oh, in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in next. I'll go with the BOA Smith-Talbot. That one was just fucking, that one was mayhem, dope. That game.
That's good.
Love that one. Dan, what's on your list?
I've watched so many games. Like, yeah, the Oilers ones are forefront of the memory. Are we saying all time?
Yeah, whatever you want. Or past decade. Past decade.
Past decade.
While you're thinking, I'm going to throw another honorable one in. It's just because I was there, I guess. When we went to the Heritage Classic in Winnipeg and we saw the boys win 3-0, and I think it was Letest who got the game winner right in front of us. That was the fucking best. Love that. It was a long bus ride, but we got there.
Just for the record, Mark Letestu chant, you can do it with Dylan Holloway too.
Holloway.
Dylan Holloway.
Oh.
Yeah. Mark Letestu too.
Yeah. We'll have to work on that.
Wow.
It's already done.
Dan?
I think I'm going to say the game where Vegas was up 5-1 and then
San Jose Couture
fell and then, yeah, the all hell broke loose. That was a crazy game. I remember being like up in arms and I didn't care. But it was just interesting to watch, and it was one of those games where you get excited.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's like I didn't have a vested interest in it, but it was like there's something wrong here. This is weird. But anyways, yeah, that would be mine.
I really like that part of sports where you're watching a game or a sport or whatever, and you don't care what's going on, but you're still tied up in it anyway.
Exactly.
Tyler, what's your best favorite whatever NHL game from the past decade?
Okay, so If I'm going Oilers, but removing my Oiler fandom, it's game one of the BOA this year. Like that was just stupid, right?
It was ridiculous.
The back and forth, all the nonsense, everything that happened there was just crazy. The other two that jumped to mind from a pure entertainment perspective, the Leafs Hawks, I looked it up October 7th, 2018, when Matthews and Kane were doing the little like hand to the ear thing going back and forth. That was sick. That was an unreal hockey game. It ends 7-6. It was back and forth. Season? Yeah, it was October 7th, 2018. Bright and early in the year.
Yeah.
And then the other one, and this is from a betting perspective, I did a big parlay of teams on the goal line, right? That's what we call that. Goal line?
Puck line.
Goal line's
and the last one I needed was Leafs to beat the Red Wings by a goal and a half. 1-0 Toronto, 2-0 Toronto, 2-1 Toronto.
Oh, was that the game? Okay.
3-1 Toronto, 4-1 Toronto, 5-1 Toronto, 6-1 Toronto. All right, my bet's good. I went and picked up my buddies because we were going out that night. It was a Saturday night.
Spending that money already?
Telling them like, hey, yeah, I cashed this bet.
Drinks on me, boys.
6-2. Okay, 7-2. 7-3. 7-4. I go pick up my buddies. I'm talking about this bet. They go, you know that game's 7-5, right? Sorry, it's 7-5? Oh, it's 7-6 now. 8-6, 9-6. 9-7 final. Insane.
Just ridiculous.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, crazy.
Ridiculous. Another one. We were just talking about him. Sam Gagner's 8-point night was ridiculous. That was one of those ones where the puck was just following him around and it just could not end up anywhere else other than in the net.
What year was that?
I was going to say that right now, that's pushing the 10-year minimum.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that might
be. That's going to be close. Fuck.
Is that 2011?
Damn.
I don't know, but it's pushing everything.
Because Hall and Ebbs were there for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if Nuge was there though. Shit. Good times.
How does that make you feel?
Not good.
Was it 2011?
Not good.
Must have been.
I'll Google it real quick here. Last question to Ask the Idiots. Dan, I'm starting with you.
Yes.
Who at the nation would make the best hunter and why? I'm talking Hunter the mascot, not the guy who could kill a deer.
Okay. I was going that way first and I had some answers.
Well, then we're going to ask your answer.
We'll do that after. Best hunter mascot. I think it's probably Tyler. Tyler is the guy that like, to me is just
2012,
like,
boys.
He's, oh, we were close.
We are close. The 10 year max.
We are this on is the 2022.
Shit.
Yeah.
The beginning of the season or the end of the season?
Looked like it was in February 2nd.
So the 11-12 season.
We're past 10 years.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Tyler's the guy that I would pick. He just has to have the one shot before 10. That's the thing that I would just stipulate. He has to have a little bit of liquid courage.
I am way more fun when I'm drunk.
But then as soon as he gets there, I could see Tyler running up and down a railing on a staircase.
If your romper chuck is good and ready to go.
Yeah.
It's 100%. He's a great mascot. Yeah.
For the record, the romper's coming.
I think it needs some fix ups.
Oh, a little touch ups.
We got time.
Yeah. We got a little, we'll send that off to Mama Chalmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Romper will come. Yeah. Probably for the watch party.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Got you.
I think you'd be the best one, Bag Milk.
I have been a mascot before. I was a mascot in my high school and, in high school.
I think your ability to do some trickery and mess with people. And I think the anonymous factor plays into it. You'd be a great mascot.
Thank you. I also agree that I would make a great mascot. I do have the experience. Again, grade 11, 12. I was the mascot in my high school. Rick, what do you say?
If you got the experience, buddy, it's gotta be you.
Thank you.
It's all about the resume.
Thank you. Although I could see myself right now, I'm Hunter and I'm up and I'm looking at that railing and I'm like, I got this. And I'm going to jump up there and walk down and I just tumble down an entire row of stairs.
Let's be fair here. He does get up there quite cautiously and then like carefully make sure he takes his steps properly.
Yeah.
Like he's not doing no runs.
I still like it.
This is not a balance beam routine. He just walks up very nicely.
I don't know if I've ever seen, like, is Hunter one of those mascots that can do flips and shit? I've never seen that, but
he's got the abs for it.
I think
he's
that
got
they
the, absolutely they he's must got the core
have,
strength.
They must have people that they bring in for those events specifically where they have to be acrobatic. Like, you have to have like a circus performer.
I know a lot of pro league mascots like go to clown college. Like,
oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those guys are, that's just who they are.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Cause I'm pretty sure I could be talking completely out of school here. So if I say something, like
The Phoenix Suns gorilla.
Well, that, yeah, I could see like specific scenarios where maybe you have a guy, but like, I don't think Hunter, the person that is at the games, can do a backflip in the Hunter costume at the game.
He might be able to.
Just as a side point here,
let's challenge him to it.
As we're speaking about mascots here, I just want to take a quick minute, a quick moment of silence for, his name is Poe. He is the Baltimore Ravens mascot.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Teletubbies.
No. The Baltimore Ravens mascot on the weekend there, he broke it. I think he blew up his knee and he's out for the year.
Yeah,
the preseason. They took him off on the stretcher. They had to cart him off the field and everything.
Oh, no, that's a bad mascot.
Poe's out for the year.
That was a bad mascot day.
One sec. So the coach actually came out and like did a media avail too to like announce that like what was happening.
Do you remember a couple of you guys are old enough, the Mariner Moose?
Yeah, I remember that.
He was getting dragged behind like an ATV on like rollerblades.
Yeah.
And then slams into the outfield wall and breaks a leg. And they just
appreciate you guys coming out. Do have a personnel announcement to make. Poe is going to be put on injured reserve for the rest of the season. He's going to be done. Unfortunately, he sustained a serious injury to his drumstick, and he will not be able to perform for the rest of the season. We will find a replacement.
I heard a story, and this is what I was going to say where I was talking out of school. I heard a story that Hunter, the guy Hunter, or whoever it is, he wasn't he like the Penguins, like the Wilkes-Barre mascot for a while?
I've heard that too.
That I don't want to know. That's too much inside information.
Hey man, he's moving on up.
Yeah, I heard that he was an American.
You can't just leave your body.
Well, he's got a new body with new abs.
They probably have
upgrades.
They probably have a surgeon.
They probably have highlight films.
You gotta send in a sizzle reel when you're applying to be a mascot.
Sizzle reel.
Here's my video resume.
How else do you get plucked out of Wilkes Park?
he sends it over to the Oilers and he's like, here's me as a penguin or whatever that mascot is walking up the railing.
You're like, we can do something with this.
Yeah.
I like the idea of someone going there and scouting him.
Yeah.
And then seeing him do the railing thing, then just immediately like calling their higher up being like, you won't fucking believe this.
boys, check the chat message. I'm sending a video right now. This is insane.
If you're listening to the podcast, we just want to know your answers to these questions for Ask the Idiots. Only had three this week. Who at the nation would make the best mascot? I want to hear from you. What's the best NHL game you've seen in the last decade? As I've learned, that 8-point game is actually more than a decade ago. So that makes me hurt inside. And I also want to hear your over-unders on those ones, those lists as well.
So what is your most memorable game that isn't over a decade ago?
Fuck, I don't even know anymore. Time is a flat circle and I don't know where we are. I don't know how old I am now.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All I know, Vegas, January. I'll be there.
January 12th to 15.
Taco Bell Cantina. I'm setting the over-under at 5.5 tacos for myself for those 4 days. I'm clearing that.
Okay, here's a question. Do you think they'll deliver Taco Bell Cantina to the sports book while we're watching football games?
They do deliver.
Oh boy.
I checked it out last time.
Because
we didn't I'm thinking this through now. We've never flexed on like a DoorDash while we're down there.
Ooh. Exactly. No, we got to keep walking, man. We got to walk it off the whole time. Stair boys they'll be out there full force.
Yep.
Now our hotel, we're relatively close to this Taco Bell too, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not far.
Park's real tight.
Yeah.
Not far.
Yep.
We're good. So watch out for that on Tuesday going out. You're going to want to book on this because it's going to sell out. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Yeah, it'll sell out.
Tyler, time to get your buttons ready. Let's finish up the podcast with hot and cold performers for our friends at Twig and Berries. If you go to twigandberries.ca, use the promo code NATION15, you're going to get a discount on your order and free shipping. If you go there now, you will see that the Nutsack Groin and Body Hair Trimmer, it is on sale. Fix up, look sharp. That's all I got to say. As we do every week, we start with our veggies. Tyler, you're up first. Your Twig and Berries, cold performer of the week.
That Twitter trend that went around the other day.
Where one word thing?
One word? That was really dumb. I didn't think that was funny at all. I hated every second of it. So I guess my cold performer of the week. Real life.
I said, it's cold in here.
Yeah, I like that.
I did that from Hockey Fights like 3 hours after it was over and got like 2 likes. It was good. It was about exactly what I expected.
Nation Dan, you're Twig and Barry's Cold Performer of the Week.
Okay, well, I asked you guys ahead of time if it was okay, and I'm going to do it.
Ah.
I've been sitting back on this for a while. I played my first ever season of Rec Slowpitch this year, and I have some people that I would like to speak to. There's one team in our division. We play in Rec Slowpitch. There's one team in our division that sandbags the rest of the teams because they're so good. And what do you do in there? So that's my first team. Second issue I have, people that come to slow pitch to watch the pitchers pitch and get walked. Team we played the other night, 7 walks. That's ridiculous. What else have I got? The pitching rule. You need to get rid of this pitch count. It's nonsense. Have your own team pitch to their own players. You get 3 pitches and then you're out. That's it. So slow pitch rec baseball. I enjoyed you. Thank you very much for the wonderful summer. But a couple of people, you got my cold performer of the week.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Fuck them.
I love that button. It's just like that's my new favorite TikTok thing that's going around right now, just because they're hilarious. Tyler Uremchuk, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
I already did mine.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Rick, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week. Oh, yeah, you did. All right.
Look, I get it. They're in better hands right now than they have been before, but it's still the Edmonton Elks, man. This is, I'm an old man. I've been around when everything was the greatest. They were the New York Yankees of the CFL. They're mm-hmm. the greatest thing out there. Everybody hated us because we won all the time, had all the money, blah, 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 all that stuff. What is that? We're 1,050 some odd days now without a home win. It's just,
is that true?
Yeah. It's embarrassing. Oh, it sucks. It's really weird. It's not something we're used to. So yeah, this is all going out to just everything of the Elks up to this point.
It's been up and down like a toilet seat, really.
A lot more.
I
down
wish we had some ups.
Yeah, a lot more point down.
Well, the road games have been ups.
Well, like 2 of them.
I just my Twig and Berries cold performer of the week. I'm a punk rock kid at heart. Grew up in that era. That was my jam when I was in high school. So I was sad to see today the news release that NoFX is breaking up next year. They're wrapping up their tour and they're just calling it quits. They're old and tired, they said. That makes me sad because, again, that's one of my favorite bands as a kid that is now breaking up because they're old and tired. That just makes me feel old and tired.
You're as cold as ice.
All right.
So when they break up like that, are they breaking up and like going their own way? Because I feel like if you're breaking up to just be done, like, don't you just retire the band? But like a breakup means they're nice and I'm going off to do my own thing now. So they can't be that old and tired. They're going off to do new shit.
I don't know if it's a retirement or just breaking up, but it sounds like they're shutting her down. Yeah. So we'll see. RIP NoFX. I loved you. I've loved you a long time. And honorable. Fuck, I can't say that word.
Honorable.
Honorable shout out to Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. Of course, Fat Mike's band. Okay. Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week. I'm going first because I'm selfish. My hot performer of the week this week is the clip from the New York Mets game that went viral. Timmy Trumpet and Edwin Diaz, the intro.
Yeah.
Absolutely electric. To me, I'm a new baseball guy, but I think that if you're a legit closer in the MLB, that is the coolest fucking position in baseball. And to come out with that intro was amazing. So Timmy Trumpet and Edwin Diaz, you get my hot performer of the week.
Go search Mariano Rivera's YouTube clips if you want to see some, exactly. If you want to see some fucking entrances.
Yep. Button. I don't get a button.
Yeah, the one special
I'll
for
take
you.
That one. I'll take that one. So yeah, if you haven't seen that clip yet, first of all, I don't know what you've been doing, but amazing intro the other night at the Mets game. Rick, you up first.
It's this time of year, man. Guess who's in town? All the boys are back in town. Mm-hmm. The season starts again. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to roll. Nice to see them back in town. Let's get the season going.
Ah. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry, I'm kind of just guessing here on this new soundboard.
Tyler's got new toys.
Major killer.
Yeah, exactly. Nation Dan, your Twig and Berries hot performer of the week.
Well, my Twig and Berries hot performer of the week is going to go out to the Joey Moss Memorial Fund. If you guys didn't know, September is Joey Moss month. And so they're going to be doing all kinds of things over at joeymossmemorialfund.ca all month. You can follow them on social media as well at Joey Moss Fund. So September is Joey Moss month, and that's going to get my hot performer of the week.
Put some respect on my name.
100%. Tyler, wrap us up.
My hot performer of the week. Ooh, I'm going to have 2. The Oilers Twitter account for buying into the as per Garfield and so then good. Stoff buying into it as well, saying you're going to blow my cover. Yep. so good. And then Dusty tweeting Stoff and saying, okay, signed Epstein's mother, which is Stoff's handle when he texts into 1260 and shit like that. So good. The whole week on Twitter was amazing.
But doesn't he have that person texting to him too? Is it?
It's a whole thing.
But he's dropped the name, right? So whether they're whatever. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what you're saying is allegedly, in your opinion, Stoff just reads text from himself.
I think there is someone called Epstein's mother now. I don't know. It's a complicated thing.
Yeah, someone's made an account on his burner account.
I don't know. Anyways, that gets one. And then the second one is for former Blue Jays manager John Gibbons, who just followed me on Twitter.
Nice.
And that is really cool for me. Gibby wants a little hockey talk. Hope he enjoys this episode of ONR.
Are you going to send it you should direct DM this one.
What was that one?
That one was real fun. One more time.
I like that
a lot. I hope you're listening in headphones.
Yeah. Oh no, we record on mono tracks.
Or they're sitting in a car and they thought a cough just pulled up right by.
Wow, that one's jarring.
Move out of the way.
You got to DM them this episode.
Yeah, Drizzy.
I have a whole rapper soundboard that I'm trying to play.
What else you got on there? Let's do a little little walkthrough.
A little more Drizzy?
Yeah.
God damn.
That's a good cold performer one.
Shit.
Yeah.
Funny. That's not a good one. There was another one we were listening to the Jay-Z ones, right?
Yeah, Jay-Z had some cool
ones. Hove. I'm focused, man.
There's potential with a few of these.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Young.
Nah, that one sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
We call that workshopping.
Good show, guys.
He's got a little workshopping there. So we'll wrap it up. Again, Tuesday. Watch out for Tuesday. That's when we're launching the Vegas trip. I promise you, this is going to sell out. It does every year. This is the one you want to be on. I promise it's a great time. So watch out for that Tuesday. Other than that, I want to thank our sponsors. Twig and Berries, On-Cold Performers, DoorDash, Oodle Noodle, Cornerstone Insurance. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you all for being here and listening. That is Oilers Nation Radio episode 220 wrapped up in the books. Enjoy your weekend.
Shout out John Gibbons.
Thanks for listening to Oilers Nation Radio, delivered by DoorDash. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Are you ready for playoff hockey? Well, listen up, because I've got something for you. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of the questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. Simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total for the game is going to go over or under a certain amount, and the strategy doesn't stop there. Next up, you're picking which player is going to light the lamp first, and finally, you got to predict which period in the game is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That is all up to you. Now let's talk prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff. Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. That's right. Treat yourself to some Nation gear or even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the round winners, cash money. Cold, hard cash. We're putting real dough in your pockets simply for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. It's game time, folks. Head over to games.dailyfaceoff.com now and prove your puck prowess.